Thank you. Fourth quarter and full year, I would like to cover both. On this slide, you can see the 2016 enterprise market business strategy, which we touched upon throughout the year. So based on this policy, we have implemented the activities last year. As Eva has mentioned, last year in October, regarding IoT, together with Microsoft in Taipei, we joined Microsoft's IoT Expo. Software Developers Kit module, which can be embedded into different devices. We have announced a collaboration in this area. It's not limited to Taiwan. This is basically a global event by Microsoft. We did a keynote speech there. So IoT platform on Azure is the place where we can collaborate, and we made this announcement. As far as X Generation is concerned, Virus-Buster Corporate Edition in Japan, and also at RSA Conference this week, we will be talking about X Generation, AI, and machine learning, and how we want to expand our engine based on these new technologies. In March, Corporate Edition with high market share has incorporated the new engine, inclusive of the machine learning technology, or it will be in March. So as far as hybrid cloud security is concerned, this is the business situation in Japan. You can see the highlights here. Deep security for virtualization and cloud computing had a 45% growth year-on-year, and in terms of new business, there was an increase of 20%, and the number of customers has increased healthily as well by 29%. Especially for municipalities, they need to do network segregation, which is a major challenge for them, and our product is placed in the server for the network segregation. This is more or less becoming a standard. Although the number is quite small, we have an alliance with partner. SaaS-type deep security, this business is showing a very healthy growth. This is a monthly service, and it's very unique because it can be used on a small scale first, and then in many cases, they end up with a major purchase afterwards because it continues to increase. So if we see many small deals now, we have potential of bigger deals in the future. So we are sowing the seeds right now. Our partners themselves also have their own cloud computing platform, and in almost every case, our product is being used. Moving on to network defense. Looking at the highlight, we have again deep discovery. Third quarter was very strong, and fourth quarter, we saw the growth of 18% in terms of new sales, up 38%, and the number of customers increased 139% year-on-year. Very strong growth. And as Eva mentioned, collaboration is important. These three areas, we have collaboration and also development, which are connected with each other. So if we find something in one area, we can provide a solution, and we can be active, very collaborative, in a collaborative manner, which is very unique to Trend Micro. Connected threat defense is very popular in the central government and municipalities. In the fourth quarter, many of these projects started. This is a very hot topic. And for large enterprise, ransomware, of course, is a major challenge. And as a countermeasure, we have deep discovery and also email checks. Sandbox-type security is showing a healthy growth in demand. Moving on to the third area of user protection. Ransomware again comes up, and the demand for countermeasure against ransomware is growing. The growth rate may seem to be a little bit low, but 40-50% growth it would be very difficult to achieve because the market is already large. But 80% of the large enterprises, and including small and medium, we have a 50% market share already. So we have 11% growth there, and new sales grew by 25%. SaaS-type service model, delivery of managed service together with our partner. This is how we are trying to grow business security for ransomware. And Office 365 for cloud security and email check. And in this area, Microsoft security is not enough. And there is a very strong demand there. And there is a synergistic effect and ecosystem working together with our partners. In terms of gateway, the products are growing very smoothly. Moving on to 2016 full year, hybrid cloud security, network defense, user protection, all of these three areas grew. And we also have CTD, which is a collaborative effort which has been strengthened. And it's not connected threat defense just by ourselves. We have a collaboration with our partners' management tools and service model, which is enabled by our partners as well. This makes our company very unique. As Eva mentioned, our strategy is focusing on threat defense. So we are not trying to be greedy like some other vendors. We are very focused in our efforts, which means that it's easier for us to collaborate with various partners and align ourselves with the direction that our partners would want to pursue. And that is why we are strengthening our collaboration with our partners.
Also, we have established the organization for each sector, such as the public sector, for manufacturing plants, and for the financial services industry. So we are specializing in different verticals, including medical. And for the manufacturing plants, we have had a tipping point and deep discovery successfully sold in several cases. And for financial institutions, we have a dedicated education program. And it's not just a general purpose incident response. We have those that have been customized for the financial industry. So it's not just the products. We are looking at the pain points of our customers, and we're looking at the structure for the incident response as well as the education. And in those areas as well, we are offering various new services so that we can enhance the relationships with our customers. As for the consumer business, we are always looking at the business strategy, and we have the slogan, enjoy your digital life safely as a family. And so for the consumers, for IoT, and for autonomous vehicles, there's a lot of variety of different technologies. When we look back at the fourth quarter, in the domestic market, Trend Market is probably the only company that has continued to increase its retail outlet share. So on a year-on-year basis, at retail outlets, we have increased net sales by 7%. Second, in regard to the premium support, products with support is offered, and we have increased the users here by 6% on a year-on-year basis. So service support is now in more demand than ever in the consumer area. And in the retail shop, we're seeing a greater contribution of sales from this area. And Trend Micro now has a very good relationship, so that we have over 60% share in this area. And in the global mobile security area, this is focused in Japan, but net sales has increased on a year-on-year basis by 11%, and including smartphones. Security is something that our customers want to be able to visualize more and look at their problems. Starting from December, Virus Buster for Home Network has become available, and this can be plugged into a existing router, and it will be possible to look at all the devices connected to the home Wi-Fi. This is a very convenient device, and using 4G and 3G, it's possible to look at all the Wi-Fi devices connected in one's home network. And if there's a new device that is bought by a child for the home network, it'll be possible to look at that connection. And for parental control, it will be possible to define the devices. There are URL filtering features, and there's also the setting of the Wi-Fi network utilization availability. So it'll be possible to take a look at what your second son may have been doing in the previous way. And so in this way, we have more and more features offered for family usage. And in retail shops, we'll be going through SoftBank to offer this. There's much activity here. And from the retail shops as well, starting from January, we have started more activity in selling our products. Looking back over the past 1 year period, we have increased the retail market share. And please go to the NTT Docomo shops. You'll see that in mobile, there's many of our products that are being promoted. Virus Buster is being sold as well. And this is because for Android, iOS, Mac, Kindle, we are covering five different operating systems. And we're looking at the headaches of the customers. And there's a lot of ransomware problems. But if you go to a shop nearby for mobile, then it will be possible to take advantage of these kind of services quite easily. As for the renewal rates, starting from last year, we have started to once again see a revival in the number of people who are renewing their contracts for Virus Buster. And we have been successful in increasing this renewal rate. This is because more and more problems are emerging. Meanwhile, in home network security, we continue to enhance our product line. Finally, for this year, starting from January, from Elecom, there has been a router that has been launched by them, which uses our solutions. This is in the market now. And from the 9th of February, NTT Docomo will have Trend Micro technology in their routers, and in Docomo shops, these routers will be sold. And they have parental control features. And this will be provided as an option that can be acquired on a monthly basis. So we have the home network security for routers. And for those who are replacing their routers, we have these kind of proposals in place. So we have been able to increase the number of touch points with our customer. And finally, the network is very important now. And when it comes to new networks such as SDN or NFV, there is the PLC with IIJ that we have announced in November. And there is a global announcement made in February the 9th. NEC has decided to use NFV technology, and they had acquired a company called Netcracker, and the integration between Netcracker and Trend Micro will be deployed on a global basis. And IoT is very important, as already mentioned, but in the area of IoT, including NFV, it will be possible to protect IoT devices from the network environment. And we have started POCs, and we have alliances in place. I'm sorry to have rushed through my presentation, but that concludes my explanation. Thank you very much for your attention.